Hey, you dropped your... Well, I think it's mascara. Not really my strong suit. Oh, lucky guess. No problem. Wait. We just met, so this is gonna sound super weird, but I think you should follow me right now. Just for a second, then I'll explain. I promise. Actually, just keep talking to me. Let's go over here. I know, this is weird. Just stay with me. Alright. You're clear. That was a terrible introduction, and I am very sorry, but... Okay. I do have to clarify once again that I am not a stalker, but this campus is pretty small with a very well-defined social hierarchy. So I do know who you are. And also, I know who your ex is, and I know that he's not exactly known for his grace or subtlety. He was coming down the hallway behind you, and... Yeah. He didn't look like he was in a great mood. Figured I'd save you from a weird conversation. He's gone now, though. I guess this is weird, too. Did I make the wrong call? Okay, good. Oh, right. I'm Jason. Nice to meet you. You like these? I usually wear contacts instead, but I couldn't find them. Kind of ironic. Well, I always thought they made me look like a nerd, but I guess I'm happy to find someone who thinks otherwise. Oh, don't be late for class because of me. Go. You don't really have to thank me. I'm just glad you do not think I'm crazy. Cool. I'll see you around, okay? Great. Well, I have a test in 15 minutes. So I'm pretending to study for that. At this point, I've done all I can do. Last minute studying doesn't really help me. Yeah, go ahead. I have a few minutes before I need to get going. This is my favorite section of the library. No one really comes down here except for during finals week. Yeah, it's great if you like to be alone. I definitely don't mind that you're here, though. I meant to ask, what's your major? I haven't seen you in any of my classes yet. Cool. 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 Mine? I feel like you could guess. Computer science. That's close. Kinda. I'm going for engineering. I did take a coding class last semester, though. Yeah, that one. Are you in it now? It is kind of tough, especially if it's your first time, but don't worry about it, though. I ended up doing all right, and you'll probably do better than I did. I'm serious. Stop it. I don't know you that well, but I'm pretty sure you're not stupid. I have a good sense for that. Well, I wouldn't say I'm that smart. I'm honored to have that reputation, though. I mean, if you're really worried about it, I could probably help you. Yeah, I might be a little rusty, but I still have my notes and everything, and it'll come back to me pretty quick once we get started. We can study at my dorm sometime if you want. I don't have a roommate, so it'll just be as quiet as this lovely little corner. Cool. Does this evening work? Cheer practice. Okay, tomorrow then. Great. I'll look over my old assignments and stuff before then. I was wondering, when I come down here, it's either because I have a test to pretend to study for, or because I need somewhere to hide. And I don't want to jump to conclusions, but... Yeah, he's probably sitting near where you wanted to sit, right? And he's still glaring at you whenever he sees you. Ah. So you're the one who did the dumping. That would make sense. I'm sorry he's handling it so weirdly, though. We don't have to talk about it anymore. I just... I don't know. I guess I just wanted to ask if everything was all right. Cool. Well, I should probably leave now if I don't plan on skipping the test. I'll give you my number first. Okay? All right. Good luck at practice. Oh, thanks. The test shouldn't be that bad, but a little extra luck never hurt anyone. See you tomorrow. Hey, come on in. I did indeed find my contacts, although since you noticed them, the glasses have started to grow on me. Oh yeah, that's my little band poster collection. Do you like them? Oh, no way. Okay, don't take this the wrong way, but I wasn't expecting you to be into rock. Just because you're like a cheerleader, popular, etc., you don't exactly fit the stereotype. It's really cool, actually. I shouldn't be stereotyping, though. I don't really fit the rocker archetype either. I'm here on an academic scholarship. Not exactly delinquent behavior. You keep saying that, but you're seriously overselling my intelligence. Most of my friends are way smarter than I am. I do like that about them, most of the time. But I don't know. They're not really into the same stuff as I am. Your friends aren't either? You mean the other cheerleaders? That whole group? I mean, I guess that makes sense. That sucks, though. It's so hard to spend so much time around people you do not have a lot in common with. What else am I into? Well, my guitar's over there. I'm not that good yet, but I've been working on it. Once I get a little better, I'll play you something, if you want. Cool. Got any song requests? Oh, no way! I've actually been meaning to learn that. I'll get right on it. Right. My desk is right over there. Go ahead and get your laptop set up. I'll grab another chair. Well, that doesn't look like computer science. No, I was kidding. I don't mind. What are you looking at? Oh, wait, I know that site. It's where I got some of my posters from. Well, I do want to get clothes from there too, but I'm not sure if I'm ready to go full punk yet. It's kind of a commitment, you know? What do you want from there? Come on, I want to see. I'm not going to judge you. I just said that I like their clothes. Well, I'm not the rest of your friends. I promise I won't. Whoa. You should definitely get that. No, I'm serious. That skirt with the chain, it looks really badass. I mean, yeah, it is really different from your vibe right now, but I have a feeling it's closer to what you actually like. Am I right? So go for it. Seriously, you'll look hot. I didn't mean to... Okay. How about you get that skirt, and I'll get something from there too. Maybe. These pants, I've been thinking about them for a while. Anyways. All right. It's a deal. You know, it's pretty cool finding someone I can just sort of unmask with. It doesn't happen very often. I do. I like it a lot. Maybe you should come over and study more often. Yeah, I guess we haven't done much studying yet. You want to get started? Well, you don't have to if you don't want to. Did you have something else in mind? Maybe you can show me some of the other stuff you like. Oh, choker. Very nice. I mean, yeah, the padlock does make it look a little kinky, but I think it's part of the charm. Well, that's a fun question. I am answering it. I do, in fact, consider myself a kinky person, but I have had limited chances to demonstrate it. Your turn. You could be. What does that mean? You've never really tried anything before, but do you want to? Yeah? What stopped you? Oh, so it was more about the guy you were with than you. That's unfortunate. What would you want to try? You don't have to say, but I have to admit, you've got me pretty curious. And you were kind of the one who brought it up, so. Aw, come on, tell me. What do you want to do? Show me? Oh. Oh. I mean, all of the ways to avoid the question, I'm very glad you chose that one. Really? I was surprised, but that was good. Really good. You want me to help you get this off? Fuck, you look gorgeous. You are gorgeous. Have I said that yet? Really? I should have? Somewhere more comfortable. Me too. You mind if I ask again? What do you want to try? Or actually, let me rephrase that. What do you want me to try on you? It's up to me? It's up to me? Well, I think that's a bit of a risk for you to take. But I could give you some suggestions. Yeah, I've used handcuffs before. I don't have any here, though. Although, if you wanted, I think we could make do. Well, I was thinking. I had a very brief rock climbing phase, so I do own a coil of rope, and I've been thinking a lot about what else to do with it. Yeah? Okay. How about you get it for me? It's the little black bag under my bed. Why? Because I'm very fucking lazy. And I thought you might enjoy being told what to do. Based on your reaction to that, I think I was right. There you go. Hand it over. That's right. Now, if you don't like where this is going, just tell me you want to get back to studying and we'll stop right away. Okay? Good. Let me just think about how to... I might think a little slower if you do that. You should definitely keep going, though. Fuck. Damn. You are amazing at this. Fuck. I almost just want to keep doing this, but when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. That means I need you to get up. Now sit on the bed. I do like the skirt you're wearing now, but I'd also love to tie you up without it. It's really up to you, but fuck. I'll take that as a yes. I think I want to tie your wrists and ankles to the bedpost. Does that sound good? Yeah? All right. Just, there you go. You're already set up just how I want you. Now you can just lay back and let me do the work. Would you prefer me to start with your wrists or your ankles? My choice. I thought you'd say that. Let's start down here. I think it'll be easier that way for me. Anyways. Let's see. I want this to be simple. But I also don't want you going anywhere. So, how about we do this? And there. Is that comfortable enough? Not too tight? Good. I am kind of good at this, aren't I? I knew engineering was good for something. Hands above your head. Now. I don't want you touching me right now. As much as you might want to, I want your hands right up there. Good girl. You like that too? That's very good to know. Of course I want to know what you like. What kind of question is that? Now, would you like me to tie your wrists up and then do my very best to make you come? Good. Because that's exactly what we're going to do. Comfortable still? Good. Pull at it a little. I want to make sure I do my best work. Perfect. You're not going anywhere, are you? God, you look perfect like this. All laid out for me. Just an hour ago, I thought I was just going to be your tutor this evening. But now, instead, we both get to learn something. Well, I learned how to tie you up properly. Although, I will admit that that came very naturally to me. And you, well, I think you learned exactly how much you enjoy it. Or how much you're about to, anyways. So many things I want to do right now. I think I'll start by kissing my way down. Ah, not yet. I have to kiss my way up your thighs, too. It's only fair. And you can't exactly stop me, so... What do you mean, what am I doing? Do you not like it? Well, then, why should I care that your ex didn't like eating you out? He doesn't speak for every guy. Believe me. Seriously, it is not a chore to me. I fucking love it. Why? Mostly seeing the reaction, I guess. I want to make you feel good. It makes me feel good. Especially with you all tied up, like, it really feels like I have you under my control right now. And I'm choosing to do something you'll love. It's an amazing feeling. Done whining? Are you done whining? Good. Can I do anything different to make it feel better? More like this? Okay. Tell me if you don't like something. If you really like something, you can tell me to do that too. I can use my fingers too if you want. Yeah? Is the way I'm doing it okay? Good. I really love when you make noise. I said I love it. Don't get all shy on me now. That's better. You're so wet. I really... Yeah? Are you close? Really close? Already? Do you think you could come if I fucked you? Do you think you could do it now? I was hoping you'd say that. Fuck, you feel amazing. Fuck. Put my hand right here, around your neck. I'll be gentle, if you want. Maybe a little pressure, yeah? You like that? Good. You sound so fucking perfect. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you like that shit? Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Damn, baby, that shit feels so fucking wet, so fucking tight. Oh, yeah, baby. Fuck, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You like that? You like that dick, baby? You like that dick? Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, I love that shit, baby. Fuck. Oh, fuck, baby, I'm on a nut. Oh, fuck, I'm about to come. Fuck. Damn. Fuck. Amazing. No, I'm not. You are. Oh, really? The first time? Ever? Yeah. By yourself does feel different. But a guy has never made you come before? That's just wrong. I mean, at least they tried, right? I know that doesn't come naturally. Ah, they didn't try. That explains it. Wow. I don't really know what to say. I'm just glad it happened. I'm glad I could do that for you. I didn't think that was, yeah, I took myself by surprise. I'm glad you liked it. I liked it too. I should probably untie you, right? Imagine if I just walked out right now. Okay. There. You are free. Oh, we can definitely study again. I'd also love to take you skating, if you want to get into that. I have a spare board. Yeah, I'm a man of many hobbies. I tend to go through them pretty quickly, but that's the current one. Great. When's your next day off from practice? Saturday works for me. I'd also love to watch you cheer sometime if you want. Well, seeing you in a skirt again is definitely a bonus. But more importantly, you're going to come skate with me. It's only fair that I do something you like too. Yeah, I do care. Of course I do. Good. You should believe me. Although I get why it's hard for you with your history. But all that doesn't matter now. I like you. And I think you're worth caring about. And I want you to be happy. Does that work for you? Good. We can cuddle for just a little bit longer. Because after that, young lady, we're going to study. I can't have you failing classes because of me. But we can wait as long as you want before we do that.